All right. We are learning the Masechta Brachos. We're in Lamed Aleph on the Beis. Where?
So where is that
exactly? Which is a little bit below that. It's about eight or nine lines from the bottom. Alright? So the Gemara before, just to remind us.
Ellie was talking about her, that she was not, didn't know who she was, what she was.
Right. And we also saw that her son, Shmuel, said a halacha about Shechita, which he shouldn't have, in front of his, in front of the teacher.
Right.
So we did that, I think. Right. Okay. So, and she said, I want this child. This is the child that I davened for.
Right.
Which, as the Marsha explained, it means I would rather have this child than another child which you will have to pray for.
Right.
So she wanted, because this child came through her schus of her tefillos, which is what she preferred. Okay. So now let's see the Gemara. V'chanehim medaber salibo. So it says that she spoke regarding her heart. So Omer Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zamra, Al Iski Liba Omra. She spoke about matters which pertain to her heart. Omra Lafanov, she said to Hashem, Rebonish Oilam, Koma Shabras B'ishel Bras Dabar Echad Batala. She looked at her physical body and she davened by saying that the purpose of our bodies, every part of our body serves a purpose. Einayim liros, we need our eyes to see. Vaznayim lishmoya, as well as our ears to hear. Chaitim hareach, we have a nose, the purpose is to smell. Pez ladaber, our mouths are to speak, not to speak lashon hara, not to speak during shul, but during certain points. Yadayim is lasayis behem alacha, we have hands too, it's to do work. And we also have feet, and the purpose of them is to be able to get from point A to point B. And dadim lahanik behem. And for a woman, he also gave them dadim, which they would have the capacity to be able to nurse their young. That's the purpose of that. So dadim hololush nasati alibi lama. So why did you create this upon me? It must be that it has to have some purpose, and is it not in order to nurse my child? So tainly ben ve'anik behen. So in order to be able to actually use my body, which I'm supposed to not use and have anything for no reason, so allow me to have a child so that I'll be able to nurse them. So that's how she explains it. Ve'almer Rabbi Lazar mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zam. So Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yossi that Kol Hayoshev Batinus B'Shabbos Karin Bo Gezar Dino Shel Shivim Shana. It says that any person who is fasts, may choose to fast on Shabbos, which is, we do fast on Yom Kippur, it falls on Shabbos, but it's also referring to Stam, we'll see, when it comes to a Tainus Chalom, right, when a person has a terrible dream. So you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So if a person does that, then gozer dino shel shivim shana. Then even a terrible gezer of 70 years will be removed. And the rule in Rashi shel shivim shana, which is any decree which falls upon a person during the course of their life. So we look in Rashi, kolimar feel nigzar lav minura, even if from the time of your childhood, there was a decree of some terrible thing that would happen to you, it would be removed.
So but basically, the 7 years is for the life, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Saying, so if you fast on Shabbos because you had a bad dream, anything bad that was the Nixaro just is washed away, basically, is annulled.
Right. So let's see the rest of this Rashi. Lefi, Lefi shetainis kosher b'Shabbos. This is referring to fasting on Shabbos, and it's difficult to fast on Shabbos. Why is it so fast? Well, if you would go up to and see the beautiful Kiddush downstairs, Lefi shakol misangin boy b'misana. It's one thing for you to be fasting.
When everybody else is fasting. Whenever, right. Fast when you see everybody else eating.
Right, so that's much more difficult. So by doing that, the Gezar Din will be removed from you for 7 days. However, the Gemara says it doesn't stop there. We continue the Gemara. It says that now, V'afal pi, Cain, that even though that's the case, Chayzun nifroin mimin din oinik Shabbos. You did something wrong. You had no choice, because in L'Halacha, when it comes to if you have a bad dream, you have to fast that morning when you wake up. Because otherwise, it's not going to have
any
effect, right? And now, even though it's very much not clear in Rashi, it's talking about a dream. It's worthwhile just to see this one line in Tosfos. The last Tosfos says, "Kol yesh b'tanis b'shabbos perish b'nechanel b'tanis chalom." So clearly, that's what Tosfos is saying. That's what this Gemara is talking about. But by fasting on Shabbos, then you also did something wrong, even though you had to fast because you violated Onik Shabbos. So my tikante. So what's the remedy? How could you resolve that mistake? So Amar Nachman Yitzchak leisu tanisa lo tanisa. You have to fast on another fast. So if you look in Rashi, tanisa lo tanisa is yisan al machar. You have to fast the next day too. So if you have a tanis chalom, so you have fasting on Shabbos, and because you fasted on Shabbos, you shouldn't have fasted on Shabbos, but you were allowed to in this circumstance. You have to fast again on Sunday.
Well, do you eat at night?
Or yeah. Yeah, you would just... Yeah, it's like a day. It's a morning to evening. So some people ask the question, okay, well, we're... And then the next Gemara, you'll see, she's... Omer Elezer Chana. So this Gemara over here seems to really be thrown in the middle of nowhere. Like, what is this Gemara...
Right,
so... So people explain. Some explain. First of all, you have Omer Belazar, and here the next Gemara is also Omer Belazar, so it's like the same.
Tangent off the same, right? Or possibly the Chana probably fasted.
She could have fasted, right?
Fasted on her son, so that's probably the significance.
Right, and some also say that she had a Gezar Din. Her Gezar Din of her lifespan would never be have never have children.
The fact that she fasted on Shabbos.
Right, or what she. Right.
We don't know, it doesn't say anything.
Right, it's not so clear if she fasted.
Read between the lines.
Right. The truth is, in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, it does mention that when he was giving the various gifts to Penina and whatever, that she didn't want to eat. So it does say that. It's kind of, so I'm not sure if there's a connection there. But nonetheless, a person who has a certain gezeira, it could be removed. And as we find by Chana, her entire life changed. That what did Chana do? She turned and spoke harshly with words against Hashem. That she davened toward Hashem, but it also can mean against Hashem in a very strong way. Al Hashem. Which teaches us that she spoke harshly, harsh words against Hashem, because she said, Al Hashem, and it's brought down in the Koibitz Haver, which is from Rav Levi from Brisk. He says, "What is this whole proof?" He says, "If you remember, one of the things that she davened about, she said, I'm going to maybe make myself like a sota. I'll lock myself up, and my husband
right,
Elkanah."
Said this, and therefore, since they didn't do anything wrong, I'll have the bracha because we said a sota if she doesn't die. Then she becomes fertile and becomes pregnant. So.
Right. So the question is, how could she have been willing to do such a thing, right? To she would end up going to there and having Hashem's name erased and everything
erased.
Like that. That was a question we said.
Right.
So Rav Levi Mabrisk says that her tefillah was Al Hashem. That's what this pasuk says. Al Hashem. It means that she didn't actually have... she was saying that you should not have your name erased. So this was the way it was Klapi it was Heticha Devarim, that she was speaking very harshly, like pushing God in a corner, that the Pasuk says, Vispal al Hashem, regarding Hashem's name, did she daven, right? To say to Hashem, that if you don't listen to my tefillos, then I'm going to have your name, God, erased. So Vispal al Hashem, that's how he explains the proof that she was Heticha Devarim copy mile. Okay. And that's one interpretation. So let's continue the Gemara. V'yamar Rabbi Lazar Eliyahu atiach tevarim klapi milo. We also find that Eliyahu spoke in a very direct fashion to Hashem. Shneimar, it says v'yata itzavos alibam acharonis. So, and it says that he and that you will turn your heart toward the other way. Omer Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, when Nayan Shechazi Chodesh Baruch of Hodel Eliyahu, how do we find that Hashem listened to Eliyahu's tefillah? So we said, "Echsev Asher Harosi," with Asher Harosi, which means that I have done something wrong, which is referring to the creation of the Yetzer Hara. But Eliyahu was saying that you were the cause for people's hearts to go bad. It was God, you caused this because you gave people such a strong Yetzer Hara that's why they're evil. That's why they are corrupt. They can't control it. And therefore, Eliyahu is almost blaming God, which is a terrible thing you can imagine to say, but he had felt forced to have to do so, and Hashem was even masking him on some level by saying, you know what, Hashem Harosi, I created this evil within man. And that's what this Gemara now discusses. We'll see. Omer on the Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Omer Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Chanina. Il Moli Sholosh Mikros Halolu. If it weren't for these three psukim that we're going to quote, Nis Moitetu Raglehem Shol Sein Yisrael. The feet of the enemies of Israel, which is a euphemism, which is referring to really the Jewish people themselves, would slip. We would slip and fall down. Which means we have these three psukim in which we can support ourselves for our mistakes. And Hashem will understand that we're not perfect based on these three psukim. Chad dechseh v'asher haroisi, which is the pasuk which we said before, that I have created evil. Hashem acknowledges the problem of creating the Yetzer Hara so strong, that's why people sin. So that's one excuse, if you will, we could use. V'chad dechseh, hini kechayim rabiyad ha-yoytzer, Kein atem bidei beis Yisrael, so that we're just considered, we're comparable to this person who fashions and makes pottery. So too, biad beis Yisrael. That's how we are the same way, which means that we are easily influenced and shaped and formed and melted based on our Yetzer Hara. The Chadachsev Basiroisias Lev or Evan. That you should remove this heart of stone from their flesh, and give them a heart of basar, not of stone. Not, in other words, the fact you created man to be have a hard heart, and not to be able to have a lev basar, a soft heart. Rapapa uses a different source. He says, "This ruchi etin bekir." So he quotes this pasuk, that's my ruchi, my spirit I have put in their midst, and I have told them to go in that which is the proper path. But again, these are different psukim which support the idea that we're not perfect and we have an excuse on some level because of our Yetzer Hara. And now we get into the biggest mistake of Klal Yisrael, or close to it, the Egel HaZahav. The Amar B'Lazer, Moshe Tiach Tavarim Klapi Milo. Hashem also heard harsh words from Moshe. Shnemar V'Yispal Moshe Al Hashem. Al Tikri El Hashem El Al Hashem. They spoke directly toward and against Hashem. Shekein Debei Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. We find that what happened, that according to Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, that he says one way to make drushos is that even though of course they're different letters, But since their sounds are so similar, or exactly the same, according to some, an aleph and an ayin are interchangeable. And therefore, whenever you see the word al, it could be el, or el could be al, when it comes to making a drasha. Fine. Now this is taken from the very beginning of Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim. V'di zahav, sufficient gold. So my v'di zahav, what does it mean v'di zahav? So Amr Debe Rav Yana, in what episode in history was this referring to? Kach Amr Moshe, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how Moshe spoke so harshly to Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesev Zahav, Shehush Basel Hem Yisrael, because of the silver and gold that you sent down and provided for the Jewish people, Ad Shiamru Dai, until they said, enough already, it's so heavy, all this gold. Hu Garim Shasos Egel, you're the one that caused them to sin with the Egel HaZahav. After all, what do you expect? They had all this gold, they had all this wealth and affluence, right? And therefore, because of that, that's why they sinned. And this is how people always talk about when it comes to the evil of money. Amri de Merab Yanai, Ein Ari Noihe Metech Kupashal Tevin El Metech Kupashal Basar. When it comes to the roaring of a lion that feels that it's in complete power and control, that nothing else around them is above them. The reason why they roar is not because of a kupashal tevin, because they're given some straw. It's because of the a lot of basar, a lot of good meat. So once everyone's feeling good and happy and content, that's when all of a sudden the lion roars, or we ourselves who act in that way, on our animalistic nefesh abahimus side. Amar Rabbi Oishia, mashal. If you want to know a parable, so Adam Shahaisa lo parakusha. If you have a cow, or let's call an ox, which is very thin, and uva'ala sevarim, and you can see all its limbs, it's very thin, its bones, right? You can see all its bones. Hachila, you feed it, karshinin, some plants, v'haisa, mevatislo. So as soon as you give it something to eat, and you provide and help them, which is like Hashem gives and provides for us, and all of a sudden we start kicking. So Amrullah, mi garam leishnehe mevatas bi. What exactly was the cause for me to get kicked? Ela karshinin shechalticha. It was actually all the food that I fed my animal. Amr Rab Chia bar Abba Amr Rab Yochanan, mashal Adam Echad, and this is brought down in Rashi also in Chumash. There's a mashal to a person, shahayilo ben, you have a little kid, and this is what you do for this child. Harachitzu, you first give him a nice bath. Besachu, you anoint him with nice fragrances and perfumes, cologne. Bachilu hashko, you give him a lot of food, so he's not hungry, he's feeling good. You give him something to drink, so maybe he's a little bit, he drank some alcohol, or he drank, so he's not thirsty anymore. Betalu, so he has nothing to spend any money on, because everything is paid for. Everything, right? So you're, and what? Not only that, betalu kis al savaro. You hang a purse upon his neck, or now they give him a bunch of credit cards. Voishivu al pesach shoznus. And you say, you know what? Why don't you hang out right over there, which is a pesach, which is the doorway of where there were, where Zoynas lived. So Mayasa Oiso Haben Shliachata. What do you expect of your child not to sin? You're basically setting them up to fail because you're giving him all the luxuries and comforts, and therefore he's gonna just gravitate toward filling that need. Because he has nothing else in his life. Everything else is all taken care of, right? He's all from a very young age, he was already spending Pesach and going in this hotel and this summer and this trip to Europe, so he's nothing to look forward to, and everything is all, he has everything he ever could imagine. So you end up going toward other things which are exciting. So Amrav Acha Barei Derav Huna Amrav Sheshes Hanudav Inchi. This is the expression that people say, the Mali Kirsei Zani Bishi. That when a person fills up their stomach, then what ends up happening is they end up going bad, and they end up rebelling. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, kimura isem v'yispu, that when they were fed and they were satiated, sovu v'yorim libam, then through their being full, they lifted up their hearts, and they felt very uplifted and felt very proud of who they were and all their own accomplishments. Al kain shachuni, therefore, I was forgotten. So Hashem is forgotten at the time a person has all the comforts. Rav Nachman says, "V'rom levavcha v'shachachtas Hashem." The same concept. This is once a person's heart is lifted, that's when v'shachachtas Hashem. That's when you're going to forget Hashem. Rabbanan Amri Mahacha, and this is all again a support to the Egel Hazahav of why we sinned. Of course, we have to accept some responsibility, but we can shift the blame a little bit to God. Absolutely. Rabbanan Amri Mahacha. So Rabbanan derived from here. V'ochel v'sava, that you ate and you were satiated. V'dashen ufana v'fana, so you became affluent and fattened. And then ufana, then you turned away. You turned away from Hashem. Or if you want to even go even worse than just turning away and ignoring God, v'yishman yishurin v'yivat. Yishurin is another word for Yisrael, right? He'd be yishurin melech. V'yishman, when we become shamein, fattened, v'yivat, then we kick. We kick and rebel against God. You say, I don't need God. What do I need God for? I have all the things I need. They're all myself. I'm fine. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, V'nayin Shechazer Kodesh Baruch V'hoidlu Moshe. How do we know that in fact Hashem agreed on some level to what Moshe said, and therefore Bnei Yisrael were not held as accountable? Shnemar V'kesev Hir Beisi Lahem Zov Asu L'Baal, says that the silver that I have increased upon them, and the gold which made them be involved in Baal. Baal, as we said before in the previous element, is referring to a form of Avodah Zarah. So Hashem is admitting the fact that I gave them so much, that is a way that they caused their hearts to turn away. And it's brought down in by a Gon Baal Shoil, in the Shoal Meshiv, in the Sefer Dibri Shoal. He says that this is the reason why there's some people have the Takana, that they dafka make sure to say Divrei Torah, not just, you know, in the Beis Medrash, but specifically at their Shabbos table or in general whenever they're eating. There's an inyan to have Divrei Torah. That's why in Perkei Avos it says when you're three people are eating together, there must be Divrei Torah, because otherwise it's a time in which one's Yetzer Hara could very much get the best of them. And he explains, as we say many times, it's brought down in this in his Sefer, in the Sefer Divrei Shaul, but it's numerous other places. That's the reason why, as opposed to other religions, when it comes to our benching, we don't emphasize much when it comes to before we eat, but rather the whole emphasis in the Chiyuv of benching is only v'yachalt v'savata uverachdas Hashem, because it's no Chiddush to bless Hashem when you're hungry. When you're in need, that's the time which, of course, you need God. I need Him. Right?
Full.
But when a person's full, then that's when you start forgetting. That's when you start kicking and rebelling and saying, I don't need. And therefore, for that reason, it's dafka at that precise moment is when uvirachtas Hashem, that we have to be even more aware that it's not coming just, it's not just ourselves, but it's coming from Hashem. And our Shiva further explains that that's also the inyan. It's interesting by Kabbal Satorah that it says that all the many people who are blind became healed, and the people who couldn't walk could start walking. That's what it's brought down the Chazal, that before Kabbal Satorah, he healed all these people. So yes, I mean, for whatever reason why Hashem creates people who have certain handicaps and deficiencies or whatnot, that in itself is a question, but
right.
So what's the difference? Why do you have to heal them at the time of Matan Torah? So he said, I'm not sure where he gets this, it's an interesting shot. He says, it's the same concept. He said that if you go to a jail, people who have no connection or whatever to religion, all of a sudden they find God, you know? and you go to these places, right? And you go to these unfortunate low income areas, you know. So he said there's always two biggest stores or biggest businesses are churches and liquor stores. So that when people are down and out, that's the time when a person finds God. And Hashem was trying to teach us the message by Kabbalah Satorah, that the Torah is not just for the person who is blind, or for the handicapped, for the poor, or for the weak. Of course, you have to help those people. But Hashem purposely healed them is to say that it's precisely even when things are going well for you, that's also the time that you're supposed to have Kabbalah Satorah. That's also the time of accepting Hashem's mitzvos. That's how he explains it. Let's just see another couple of lines, and we'll stop. Ve'yedaber Hashem el Moshe. So now that this Gemara over here is the source of the Egel Hazahav, okay, and the mistake of the concept of the Yitzhahar, the power of the Lev Evan, as we saw before, as if we have to have a Lev Basar. It's easy to know where what daf that's on, because this is on Daf Lamed Beis, which is Lev.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Lech Red. So Moshe was at Har Sinai, and Hashem instructed Moshe to go down. Go down. My lech reid, what does it mean go down? Obviously, when he says lech, go, means to go back. So when we reid, obviously he's going to go down. He can't go up. He's already up. He's already Har Sinai. So Amr of Elazar, Amr of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe. Hashem wasn't telling Moshe to just physically go down. He was saying, Moshe, reid migdol secha. Go down from your greatness, from your exalted position. The only reason why I gave you a position of power was only because in the schus of Yisrael. Yachshav, and now Yisrael chatu, they've sinned. So atol lomali, what do I need you for? Exactly, what do I need you for? So a leader is often as only as good as his followers. And the basic message beyond what's saying here is that if you have followers that challenge you, then it's going to make the leader stronger and think more, work harder. But if you have followers that don't really care, so then I'm not going to care. Right? So it's a difference. So it's the same thing over here, that the reason why you are elevated is only because when Yisrael are elevated themselves. But when they're down, so then we don't really need you anymore. Or on another level, you're not, sometimes you have people that speak above, you know, you're not speaking on my level. So it's the same thing. So like, you're way up here, they're way down there, they can't relate to you. They can't relate to you. You need to lower yourself so that they'll be able to understand on their terms what they're doing wrong. Miyad tashish kocho shel Moshe. So Moshe felt weak. Because he lost that koach of realizing that he's part of a powerful nation, because the nation themselves were weak. He couldn't speak. Once he heard Hashem say to him, "Harv mimeni yashmidem," then why don't you leave me and I'll let me destroy them? So Omar Moshe, understood. Why does Hashem have to tell him that, "Leave me alone, I'll destroy them"? Let Hashem just say, "I'm going to destroy them now." The fact he said, "Leave me alone," right? Remove means Hashem's really saying, "Don't leave me alone." I'm telling you that the ultimatum is that if you do leave me alone, I will destroy them. Which is Hashem saying, "Don't leave me alone." Daven on their behalf. That's what is being said. So Amar Moshe. So Moshe realized by Hashem the inference of what Hashem was saying is Davar Zeh Toli Bi. This is hanging upon me. It's on me. Miyad Amad, immediately he stood up, and his chazik betfilah, he strengthened himself with davening, even though he was weak, he still was able to daven. Bikish rachamim, he asked for mercy. Mashal mel shekosal benoy, comparable to a king who was angry at his son. Vayim akim mak gedoyl, and he started giving his kid beating. Vahaya ohav of yoshel v'fanav, and the people that the king loved, they had a very good rapport, relationship with, were sitting in Mistiari, and they were concerned. They're afraid. Lord Miladavar to say anything. After all, you know, I don't want to get hit either. Omar HaMelech, and all of a sudden they heard the king say, "Yomoli Oy vai zeh. If it wasn't for the fact that I have my good friend right next to me, shoyshel v'fonai v'rakicha, I'd kill you right now, my son. So omer dov. So therefore, what does that mean? So I have a choice. I could stay and watch this kid get hit a couple more times, and then that'll be it. Or I can walk away. Because so Omar, so this person said, "Davar zeh toli bi." Even though I have an appointment, I have to leave. That this is hanging upon me. Miyad Omar v'atzilo. So immediately he stood up and saved him. Which says, how did he save him? He saved him really by staying, by in his presence, or saying, you know what, King, you know this is your kid over here.
Right.
So this is what Moshe is saying. These are
bani matem
la'Hashem el keichem. These are your children. So therefore you shouldn't do them any harm. We'll continue this next week.